Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey everyone, Jessica Lise here for RHAP with our week 3 Amazing Race 36 exit interview. We're talking to Bailey and Anthony, the Florida twin bros who got Phil eliminated this week when they couldn't quite settle on the right detour in Columbia. We will really miss the fun vibe these guys brought to the race, and we're so happy to have had them on for as long as we did. Anyway, let's bring them on now. Hey, Anthony and Bailey, how are you this morning?
What's going on?
How's it going?
It's good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, how has everything been? I'm really sorry to see you guys go out so early, and especially so spectacularly.
Right, we had to end with a bang, right?
Yeah.
You know, it has been an absolute dream, even though it didn't end the way we necessarily wanted to. Like, I still can't even believe, like, we're here. We're talking to you about this. Like, this has been
awesome.
Such a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I also like the background. I think we've been there before.
Yes, we have. I have to change it over to Columbia later for the podcast.
It looks familiar.
So let's walk through this leg, because I want to hear more about your state of mind, because it really seemed like you were exhausted at the point that you started switching back and forth. And I want to know what exactly went into the decision to keep swapping back and forth on the detours.
Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, it looks horrible. But watching it back, I was like, woo. But, you know, I think we went to the Willys. I think there's a reason why all the other teams didn't. We thought we could just throw some stuff in a van.
We want to do a labor, and we thought that, or like the manual work.
Thought like anything physical, let's just go knock it out. You know, so, and we already left in the last group. We were already behind. And, you know, we get there. We're like, this is insane. It's kind of raining on us. I'm like, it's not just stacking stuff. It's memorizing stuff. Like, it was a lot.
Yeah, it was a little more brain power than just stacking random Jeeps.
So, yeah, we're with Double Dust. They're with us. And we're kind of like, okay, maybe let's just switch now. Let's go to the food thing. That's what everyone else is doing. So when we get there and, you know, we immediately look at all the ingredients and stuff. And it's all like in Spanish, like everything. Like, we're just like, okay, we're going to have to like translate a lot of this.
I think it scared us way more than it should have, just seeing a big list of ingredients in Spanish.
And like you were saying, like, we were tired. We obviously weren't thinking all the way that we should have. I don't know. So, you know, we're like, okay, this looks crazy. Let's just go back to the Willys. Like, we know what's going on over there. We might be able to just knock it out. We still see other teams cooking. We know we have time still. Like, there's still a couple of teams that aren't even halfway through yet. So, you know.
Yeah,
go back again.
Yeah, I think if we just stuck with cooking that first time, I don't think it would have. I don't think the Willys were the option, but I think if we just stuck with that cooking, we would have had a lot better, hopefully a lot better results.
But, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot like 3 times. So, you know, after a certain point, it was like, let's just cook. Let's just see if we can make any time up. And, you know, obviously it came down to the end. It was close, but just not close enough. We didn't get there fast enough. We were too indecisive. And looking back, I'm glad we can just laugh and enjoy it. But it was, yeah, watching it, we were like, woo, like we really did that, huh?
Yeah, it was like pulling teeth watching us go back and forth.
Sitting there, I was like covering my face, but it was a blast. So I still can't believe, like, again, that we're here.
I mean, it's so cool. I think you always brought the fun, I think. Do you know how far behind you were ultimately?
It wasn't that far. I mean, so when I was at the very end there picking the beans, I was able to see Michelle every once in a while.
We never lost sight of Sean and Michelle the whole time.
Sean, like, was in that bright red. So I just kept looking for, maybe he had the black t-shirt. Yeah. I know they had the red accent, but I kept looking for red. And I knew I saw them up until a certain point, and that's right around where we kind of knew. So we were like, let's just smell the roses and enjoy our last.
We just wanted to have fun through the whole thing, regardless if, you know, we're inside catching on fire. We were like, let's just laugh and get through this. And, you know, maybe we'll pull it off. But
Was it harder? I think at this point in the race, most people would be thinking, well, maybe it's non-elimination. Maybe we'll be saved by that. Was it harder to think about the fact that you were definitely getting eliminated if you got to the end?
Oh, yeah, it was. And it was something that, you know, you try to keep in mind just to keep going, but you also don't want to let it consume you. You want to be able to keep, because that weighs you down in a sense. It's not like,
obviously we were struggling. So if we were to let, you know, the stress of that part, you know, also bring us down, like we were probably going to just implode. You know, I was like, we just have to stay positive. Let's just have, and we were genuinely having fun. Like we did really enjoy every aspect of it from, you know, just every part of it was so fun. Like if we can just keep our attitudes high and just keep smiling and get on through this, maybe, you know, maybe we'll make it a little less painful.
Yeah. I want to go back to Colombia and just do some bird watching now, honestly.
Did you ever find out what kind of bird that was?
I tried to look it up. I was having a hard time, but I need to do that again today.
I was dying, like laughing when I saw it. Cause like, we obviously we're huge nature boys. We love just being outside and, you know, so for that part too, I was like, that kind of captured a good, you know, little side of our lives that, you know, we didn't talk about. But like, I get there's a time and a place, but I mean, like, that was a cool time and place. I mean, I've never been to Colombia, so.
Yeah, when are you ever going to be in that position again? You got to enjoy it.
I know.
Right? Are there any other little moments like that that you wish that you had gotten to see back on TV?
You know, it's a good question. Honestly, like, especially for this last episode, I mean, they covered a good chunk amount of the struggle, the downfall, but just the fun time we had. Like, it was, I think they did a great job, and I enjoyed watching it, even if it was a little tough for us.
Yeah.
So, favorite task on the of the six you did?
I'll speak up. I love watching him crush the lasso.
I like the lasso.
Yeah, like, I was getting over to like put my bag down and like drink some water and just catch up for a sec while he was going through. And before I could even put my bag down and get to like the spectator viewing point, he's like, Bailey, come on, go. And I was like, oh my God. So let's keep on going.
And also, I know I did it myself, but the picking beans in Colombia or coffee beans was so cool. I mean, like, despite where we were in the race or whatever, just like that alone, just the challenge itself was so cool.
It was so beautiful there. I was still like, even looking back in it, like watching the show, I was like, I just can't even believe how beautiful it is. I had no idea.
Yeah, it really is a cool place.
Were you terribly well traveled before you got onto the race?
No, I barely left the country.
I mean, like, domestic, we've been all around the US, mm-hmm. but no, not like really. I mean, we've been to Mexico.
Yeah, like, I've been to Mexico, I've been to Canada. Like, I haven't actually left, like, you know, our little realm over here.
And where we were in Canada, they were all speaking English. So, like, it wasn't like wanted, you know?
Oh, yes. When we opened the clues, we were like Puerto Vallarta, like, where it's like, I knew we were like doomed from the very beginning. We couldn't even say it right.
So tell me a little bit about your amazing race journey. Like, what were you big fans beforehand? What kind of inspired you to apply for the show?
So we were never like super fans like Danny, but it was one of those shows.
I don't think anybody's like, no, Danny.
Nobody. Well,
Danny,
I'm not a super fan of like Danny.
One. There's only one Danny. Yeah, there is only one Danny.
True. But
It was a show, I've said it a few times, my grandma used to love that show and always had it on TV. She's like a big Jeopardy, Amazing Race, and I think
she loves Big Brother too and Survivor.
Yeah, so yeah. It was something we've always been aware of and always watched and have always just kept, you know, just kept up with. And
we thought it would just be so fun to do it together because I was like, you know, like I said, we have a lot of the same strengths, which also means some of the similar weaknesses, but I was like, imagine how fun it would be just to go out and obviously like $1 million, I'm like, you know, if we won, we'd be out on a boat in the Gulf somewhere, fishing, you know, having a good time. But
yeah, you know, just the opportunity to do it. I mean, it was something that, like, just even like the option to try out for it, we're like, we couldn't we just did 1 in 1 million just to give it a shot. And it was just such a cool experience. I mean, even the whole like interviewing process and us just getting together to get ready for that. I mean, it just brought us together.
It brought us together a different way that I didn't think was possible.
And every step of it has been awesome for us. So
how is your relationship different now that you've been on the show?
I feel just a lot. I feel like we really came together in a way that, I know it sounds like stupid, but it's like a way that like no one else would really understand unless like you really do it, your twin brother. Like it was just like, we learned that we can like get through stuff without fighting or, you know, getting just like too overwhelmed and taking each other's frustrations out on each other. Or, I mean, it was just one of those things, like, we learned that even if this, like, the ship's sinking, you know, and like, you know, I don't know, we can stay calm, cool, and collected, and it won't affect our relationship.
Yeah.
If that, yeah. Right.
I mean, we never saw you disagree with each other. I thought that was kind of amazing.
I don't think we really did, which maybe we should have more, honestly. It would have been like, hey, dude, shut up. Like, you just need to cook.
Yeah.
It's the problem with being too similar, right?
Yeah, right.
So what's next for you?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, I think we definitely want to keep working together and
just living life, enjoying ourselves. You know, from this too, I just learned, like, there's just so much more fun to be had. You know, we just got to go out and just,
I learned that, yeah, we just want to do what we love and do it together. So wherever that takes us, I'm excited. And
we're still trying to figure out this whole life thing, but yeah. We're getting to the bottom of it.
We work, but we don't do what we love. So we want to do what we love and we want to do it together. So
yeah.
Well, that's really amazing. We really enjoyed watching you. We're going to be so sad that you're not on our screens next week. Honestly,
it was
so much fun to get to know you and to get to see your story play out. So, yeah, don't be strangers. You ever want to come on RHAP, hit me up.
That means the world. Though.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
All right. Thanks very much to both of you.
Thank you. Great talking to you again.
Yes, you as well.
You got to hurry up before you miss that sunset behind you.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's 1 p.m. here. I think I'm okay. All right, thanks both. So there you have it. Bailey and Anthony Smith, the third team eliminated from this season of The Amazing Race. I love their energy and positivity. And again, really, really sad to see them go. I think so far the theme of the season has been teams that are here for the experience. And yeah, I get we want everyone to bring their A game. But come on, you know, you also watch this show thinking that just looks like a lot of fun. I know I do anyway. Granted, I'm never going to go in The Amazing Race, but that's how I feel about it. So stop by the Rehap Ups feed or The Amazing Race feed later today. Mike Bloom and I will be recapping the episode along with season 32 champion James Wallington. And of course, keep it tuned to RHAP for coverage of practically every single reality show currently on the air. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.